Well, let's take a look a little bit here in Perek Gimel for the Talmud Torah. B'shlosh ha'ksav niftu Yisrael, kesa Torah, kesa Kehuna, kesa Malchus. Kesa Kehuna, zocha bo Aharon, shenem v'ha Yisrael lo lezara achar v'biz kuenas olam. Kesa Malchus zocha bo David, shenem v'zara lo olam yia, v'kiso kashem v'shnegdi. Kesa Torah, heren munach v'omeid, umucham lakol. Shnam Torah Tzivalon Moshe, Moroshe Kilas Yaakov. Kol Misha Yirtze, Yavu V'yitam. Shema Tomar, Sheosan Haksarim, Gedolim Mikas HaTorah, Harei Omer Bima Lochim Yimlochu, Yimlochu, V'roznim Yochoka Kutzedek, V'yisorim Yosru. Halamadatosh Kesa HaTorah, Godel Mikasa Kuna, Mikasa Malchus. Omo Chachamim, Mamzer Talmud Chachamim, Kodem Kohen Godel Amor, Tzulam Yikorehim Yipninim, Yikorehim Yipninim, Yikorehim Yikorehim Godel Shenetnas Lefnaib Lefnim. Eilach HaMitzvah Chalamitzvah Skulin, Shishkul Kenegat Talmud Torah, El Talmud Torah Kenegat Chalamitzvah Skulin. שהתלמוד מביא לידי מייסה, לפיכך התלמוד קודם למייסה בכל מקום, היה לפנו ועשייס מצווה בתלמוד תורה, אם אפשר למצווה להיוסס על ידי אחרים, לא יפסיק תלמודו, ומלאב יעשה המצווה ויעשה לתלמודו. See, the question is like this. In Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis, So the Rambam speaks of the unchallenged, exalted position, status of Torah, of Talmud Torah, as being something intrinsic, right? But when he says that Keser Torah is Godol from the other Shnei Ksorim, so he doesn't seek to explain that or justify that in pragmatic terms, in terms of Talmud, maybe the Demaisa, it's something inherent, it's something intrinsic. And that's what's reflected in Halacha Beis, in the Dine Kedima of Mamze Talmud Chochem, Talmud Chochemim, Kodem Kohen Gadol HaMa'oretz. And then in Halacha Gimel, he seems to restart. He seems to press the restart button. And here, it's no longer that Talmud Torah is inherently or intrinsically supreme, but it's based on pragmatic considerations of Talmud Mevi Lidei Maisa. The Talmud is Mevi Lidei Maisa. Maisa is not Mevi Lidei Talmud. Again, so why is he restarting? And why now all of a sudden? The Emma says, even if you isolate Halacha Gimel without the flow in the Rambam. Again, Halacha Gimel is of course the Gemara Kiddushin, that the Tanoim, the question was posed to the Tanoim, is Talmud Gadol, is Maisa? Maybe is Maisa Gadol? The Kohayim Rabbi Tafan is Kenim is Subim Baalias based Nitza Belod, Belud, Vinishalash Sha'ela Zob Efrayim, Talmud Memo Medbez and Kedushin, Vinishalash Sha'ela Zob Efrayim, Talmud Gadol, Maisa Gadol, Nana Rabbi Tafan Rama Maisa Gadol, Nana Rabbi Kiva Amma Talmud Gadol, Nana Kulan, V'Ambu Talmud Gadol, Shatalmud Yudayin Maisa. So just even if you isolate this, not Halacha Gimel necessarily in the context of the broader context of Perek Gimel Hilchos Talmud Torah, just Minehu Vei. So this Rabbi Tarfon who says Maisa Gadol, he disagrees with Talmud Torah Kinei Kulan, is that the Pshat? And the fact that the consensus of Nanu Kulam, which again elevates Talmud Torah, but for pragmatic reasons. Talmud Ben Dainais is something pragmatic. It's not something inherent, something intrinsic. That also disagrees with Talmud Torah Kineket Kulam. So the pshat is as follows. The pshat is as follows. Halachos Aleph and Beis are discussing, again, the inherent, intrinsic status and standing of Talmud Torah. That's what Halachos Aleph and Beis are devoted to. Halachic Gimel, if you look in the Frankel, Halachas Gimel and Dalet in the Rambam's manuscript are one halacha, not two halachas. Right? Frankel prints a colon wherever it's a halacha in the Rambam's manuscript also. So there's no colon at the end of Halacha Gimel. Halacha Gimel and Dalet are one halacha. So in the Rambam's manuscript, after the Rambam says Shahatalmud, maybe the day Meisa, the Ficha Hatalmud called Meisa l'chomokom. Again, Halacha Dalet is a continuation, extension. The pshat is true, even if you didn't have this, but it's just gravy. But meat is filling, even if you don't have the gravy. Half the taste of the gravy is there, you can use it. Hoya the fun of Asiyas Mitzvah Talmud Torah. So the part is like this. The fact that Talmud Torah is inherently, intrinsically above all else doesn't necessarily translate practically when Hoya Lefanav Asiyas Mitzvah Talmud Torah, which do you turn your attention to? Why not? Because the Yerushalmi famously says, it's Yerushalmi in Shabbos that the Rishonim quote, that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai v'chaverav who are Torosan Umanusan have to be mafsik their learning to go be Mekayim Yeshiva Sukkah. They have to be mafsik, they're learning to finatilas lulav. They have to be mafsik, they're learning to make a seder and to eat matzah. Why? Because if they wouldn't have to be mafsik, they're learning to be mekayim these mitzvahs, so then their learning wouldn't be al manas lasos. Which is why Talmud Torah is actually at a disadvantage, as it were, in terms of the din of osik or mitzvah potum and a mitzvah, because since Talmud Torah is open-ended, and again, and for someone who's tarasam umanusan, it's virtually to the extent of human capability. So then, if the din of osik or mitzvah potum and a mitzvah, if prioritizing Talmud Torah were always the case, so then, in theory, always, and in practice, for someone who's Tarasa Manusan, so learning wouldn't be Amanas Lassos, but no, the Rambam said, it's a mission of others, right? That learning has to be Amanas Lassos. So the fact that Talmud Torah is inherently, intrinsically supreme, the fact that Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam, the fact that Kesef Torah is Ola al Kulam, the fact that Mamzat Talmud Chacham is Kodim Mekohen Gadol Am Oretz has no bearing at L'chora, not necessarily, doesn't have any bearing on a halacha of a Maisa Shaila of if there's a mitzvah and a person is learning, what you do? Say Chazal, but if the mitzvah is Efshel Hayasa Sayyidei Acherim, so then, again, then Talmud is Godel Talmud means not Godel Talmud axiologically. Godel Talmud halacha lemaisa in terms of which is doche which, in terms of which prevails, not axiologically, but in terms of the halacha lemaisa of hoya lefanav asiyas mitzvah v'talmud Torah. So Godel Talmud, and again, not, but you can't invoke the fact that the Talmud Torah is intrinsically greater, because that argument can't hold up in all cases. However, if it's a mitzvah she'efshel lehoses ha'idei acherim, then since on a practical level, so if I'll be mafsik, what's a mitzvah she'efshel lehoses ha'idei acherim? So mitzvah she'efshel lehoses ha'idei means it's not a chovas yochid. A chovas yochid to take lulav, yes, someone else can take the lulav, but if Rashbi doesn't take the lulav, so then his chiyuv is misbatala. So any chovas yochid, by definition, is e'efshel lehoses ha'idei acherim. E'efshel lehoses ha'idei means it's a tzarkei tzibur, it's a chesed, that needs to be done. It needs to be attended to. It's not Rashbi's chiyuv more than someone else's chiyuv. Someone has to go to the shul board meeting tonight to deal with a certain issue. Okay, so if it will be dealt with without Rashbi's involvement, then he doesn't have to go. But even that is only because in practical terms, Talmud Torah, practically, pragmatically, is gadol, has a din kedima, because it's made of the day maisa. But if it's e'efshel lehoses ha'idei acherim, so then it's self-contradictory to persist in the Talmud Torah. So that's what halacha gimel and halacha aleph and beis are two different discussions. Halacha aleph and beis and the Rambam are talking about the inherent intrinsic quality of Talmud Torah. Halacha Gimel is talking about a shayla halacha lemaisa. If you take a look in the Gemara Kedushin Memo Midbeis, in the Tosas Ri Hazakin, which is printed in the Mergen, Yerushalmi ukvar nimnu ha-Talmud kodim le-maisa Rabbanu de-Kesari amre hadod de-tema b'yeshishim chochma misha yasa aval emsha misha yasa ha-maisa kodim le-Talmud. Meaning the Riyazak and quotes Yerushalmi says b'feirush that when the question that was posed to the Tanoim, whether Talmud Gadol or Maisa Gadol, it wasn't an abstract philosophical question, it was a concrete halacha l'maisa question of halacha l'maisa, which do you prioritize? And the Yerushalmi then says, b'feirush, that Talmud will only be gadol if it's efshel lehoses ha'idei acherim, because of the reason made in day maisa. But if it's efshel lehoses ha'idei acherim, which is going to be true by definition for every chovas gavra, and will be true circumstantially in a chesed or whatever that needs to be done.
So the maisa that Reb Tarfon said was efshel lehoses ha'idei acherim.
Is a maisa she'efshel lehoses ha'idei acherim. That he apparently holds that lomer al menas lasos, that's the machlokas. In lomer al menas lasos, is it a chesaron if Rashbi doesn't close the Gemara? Is it a chesaron in lomer al menas lasos, even if it's efshel lehoses ha'idei acherim? So Reb Tarfon said, yeah, you can't ever neglect a mitzvah because of, you can't not turn. Neglect is obviously not the right choice of words here. You can't, even Rashbi cannot abstain from a mitzvah because of learning, because that's a stira to lomid amnas lasos. And Rabbi Akiva says he can, and the consensus of nanu kulam is that it depends upon this distinction of efsha or efsha leyasos al yedei acherim.
Maisa is not the same. It says maybe
the
maisa. It's like
that
a maisa that's
efshel. No, so I think in the Bavli, what we're talking about is that the case is a case of efshel lehoses ha'idei acherim. Now that's the case. The case that we're talking about is, well, again, it's not a philosophical question. It's a halacha lemaisa shayla. If you have a mitzvah she'efshel lehoses al yedei acherim, Rashbi is learning. And he becomes aware of a chesed that needs to be done. So is he supposed to, what is he supposed to do? So Tafan says, close the Gemara and go to the mitzvah. And the consensus is, no, if it's efshel lehoses ha'idei acherim, continue learning.
Rabbi Kiva holds that you're always supposed to learn.
In the mitzvah she afshar hayasas al yedei achayvim. What?
A mitzvah that's yafshar hayasas.
He agrees that the Gemara is not fighting.
If it's after the mitzvah, the person
nevertheless
does the mitzvah, is that called
Biddle
Torah?
Halacha l'maisa? Again, it's only true for erase that. If it's a mitzvah, let's say a person has a kviyas that every night, again, he has a seder every night from 8 to 10. It's a kviyas. It's part of his kviyas ethan. And there's a shul board meeting at 8:30. So if his presence won't make a significant difference in the sense that the discussion will go in the same direction, the outcome of the vote can be achieved without all those who have a seder tonight, so then yeah, it's bittul Torah if he goes to the meeting. If he's mesupik that maybe he and others who have a seder are needed to steer the conversation in the right direction, they're needed to make sure that whatever's put to a vote, that the outcome is what it should be, then it's Yafshal Yassaseh De'achim, and then it should interfere with his Seder. I mean, again, this distinction between Efshin and Efshin is the Echem, is a Beferish Gemara and Moed Kotem. What we're explaining is that the Medubar in the Gemara and Kiddushin, which then Mermela is the Medubar in Halacha Gimel, is not a philosophical question, but is, again, a question Halacha Lamaisa in terms of Din Kedima. And again, what the Din Kedima is Halacha Lamaisa, obviously you can't appeal just to the inherent intrinsic quality of Talmud Torah, because again, if you apply that uniformly, the result is that the limud, that the Talmud is not amanas lasos, which is self-contradictory. So each of the two halves of Halacha Hey are Beferish Gemaras. Again, as the Kesef Mishnah is mitzayin. The question is what the lefichach is. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, also in Kiddushin, the Kesef Mishnah points out, says that when we come before the Kisei HaKavod, so the first thing that's going to be scrutinized is our Talmud. Okay. The end of Halacha Hey says the Olam Yasek Adam B'Torah Afilu Shalal Shma Shem Torah Shalal Shma. But the Rambam connects him with the Lefichach. The separate Ma'amari Chazal. But what's the Lefichach? And Zol Zayin, that the first thing a person would be asked is whether he would tzitzis. Mantiskru v'asisam is called mitzvosam. So, but imagine there was such a man with Chazal that the first question is, you know, were you makpid to wear tzitzis? So then we wouldn't have said that Yasu Gadim b'Torah fil shelo lishma shemitoch shelo lishma bo lishma. It's only because the reality is that Tchilas Dino Shel Odom is on Talmud. It's only because that's the reality, that's the basis for this other maimer of Yasa Godom Torah. Maybe as follows. Let's look at the end of Halacha. Lo miyasek adam b'tarav yishalol shem shem tov shalol shema b'ol shema. For the moment, we're bracketing. Well, maybe not. I mean, the way we have the Gemara is lo miyasek adam b'tarav mitzvahs. Afil shalol shema shem tov shalol shema b'ol shema. The Rambam quotes it twice here in Paragim of Hilchos Talmud Torah, and again at the end of Hilchos Tshuva. Perigud halacha hay. The omel chacham and the olim yasek adam tov v'vidah shalal shema shem tov shalal shema baal shema. And in both places, he doesn't quote the mitzvahs. It's hard to say that he didn't have the girsa because I forget where it is, but Ben Avram Ben Arambam quotes this gemara. He has the girsa of the mitzvahs. It's hard to say that Ben Avram had a different girsa than the Rambam had. But either way, but Meister, and the Rambam doesn't quote mitzvahs, be that as it may. How do you understand that Maimon Kishama Atzma? Let's focus maybe for a moment, not on the Rambam, but just on the Gemara. So let's say a person senses that there's a Shalol Lishma in his Talmud Torah. Comes to the Beis Medrash, and he senses that he's not doing it lishma. So what would we have said if he approached us with a shayla? You know, should I learn or should I go play games on my phone? So what would we have said? Which game are you gonna play? No. What would we have said? So I think we would have said, push it, go learn. Because to do a mitzvah lishma is wonderful, that's optimal. But avada, if you have a choice between not doing a mitzvah or doing it with suboptimal kavanas, avada, you do the mitzvah. Or in other words, we wouldn't have said it based on mitoch shelo lishma bo lishma. Even without introducing that truth of mitoch shelo lishma bo lishma, I think we would have said lo olam yasek adam b'torah shelo lishma if the two choices are to be mizvatel from Talmud Torah or to be osek shelo lishma. Again, not a shelo lishma of lakantir. We're not talking about a shelo lishma of lakantir. That about it is better not to learn than to learn lakantir rachman al tzlan. But a shalol lishma, I don't know, of COVID, of money. He's foolish enough to think that if he learns, he's going to get money. Okay. Sometimes people are foolish, but I can't tell you. But so a shalol lishma of COVID, a shalol lishma of money. So we would have said that's suboptimal. But suboptimal is better than zero. and better to do it in a b'di'evedeker fashion than not to do it. And yet that's not what Rava says, right? Rava says the answer is only Yasok Shalom L'Shma because of Doshan L'Bod L'Shma. So l'chara, the pshat is as follows. Halacha Yud. The second half of Halacha Yud. You have the second half of Halacha Yud. V'od Tzivu V'onru L'sasem Atar L'Zgadu V'hem V'l'Kardom Nachbo V'hem. So Atar L'Zgadu V'hem represents a kavan of Kavod, right? And Kardom Nachbo V'hem is a kavan of money. You know, it's practical. Or in other words, the emes is that really, on a certain level, it's osur to learn Torah shelo lishma. Lo sasem, it's a mission on us. You can't make Torah into an ator l'zgad olehem. You can't make Torah into a kardom lachba olehem. It's osur to learn Torah because a person looks forward to the kovah that he thinks will come his way for learning. It's also to learn Torah because a person looks forward to the riches that he thinks await him if he'll learn Torah. It's also. So if a person comes to the Beis Medrash and he recognizes, if I learn, I'm going to be learning Shalom L'Shma, so should I stay or should I leave? You should leave. That's what we would have thought. Oh, comes Rav and says, no. You take a look at the Rambam, so the Rambam says, you'll take a look, he says, Hitiru to learn Shalom Lishma. Hitiru, that's the Lashon Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayos, in the Hagdam to Parak Chelek. Okay, so let's take a look. Take a look for a moment in Hilchos Tshuva. Her Gimel Halacha Dalet. Take a look on this. Aval bishit ketchav Rosh Hashanah gzeres hakosov remez yeshbo. Chloma uru yishenim shenaschem v'hakitzu nedom mitar damaschem v'chipshu b'masechem v'chizbu b'tshuva v'zichu barachem. It would be a good question on the Bechina to ask people to write this valper. It would be a good question on the Bechina. Elu hashochachem es ha'emes v'havli hazman V'shogim kol shnosam behevel v'rik asher lo yoel v'lo yatzil habitu l'nafsh asechem v'hitivu darchechem v'mal aleichem v'yazov kolechem v'kem darko haro machshav to asher lo tovim. L'ficha achtar kol odom sh'yira atzmo kol ashana kula gilu chetzio zakai v'chetzio chayav v'chein kol olam chetzio zakai v'chetzio chayav. What's that l'ficha? Right? It's a total non sequitur. The beginning of Halacha Dalet, and again, the beginning of Halacha Dalet is the Rambam's famous remez in Tkir Shofar, that it's a call to tshuva, to wake up call. What's that going to do with Tzoch Kolonim Shira Atzmo? Call Hashanah Kula, Kilo Chetzio Zakeh V'Chetzio Chayim. What does it have to do with it? Nothing. So what's the Fichach? The Fichach goes back on Halacha Gimel. On Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says that Kishem Sheshoklen Avonos Odom Uschiyosa B'Shas Misaso Rosh Hashanah. Right, it's going back on what the Rambam had in the Halacha Gimel and earlier in terms of Kol Ha'olam, Medina. So what does that mean? That sometimes in the Rambam you have a Lefichach, and the Lefichach isn't referring to the most immediate antecedent. It's not Lefana, but it's Lefana. So that's kachu signono shel harambam. So you're talking as follows. What did the Rambam tell us in Halachas Gimel and Dalet? The Rambam told us that Talmud Torah precedes a mitzvah she'efshel yedosis acherim because a Talmud maybe the day ma'isa. Maybe there's another solution. Okay, so again, what's our quandary? So, right, someone arrives in the Beis Medrash, and when he's honest with himself, he's there shalom lishma. So we said, but it's also to learn shalom lishma. Okay, so maybe the answer should be, mitzvahs uplift the person. Go tell the person, and again, and the Isurim of Atoral Hizgadol, and this next point is Shver from the Parish of Mishnayos and Avos, so this needs to be tweaked. Mitzvahs don't have the same, maybe tell them to go fulfill mitzvahs. And that will uplift the person, that will elevate him, and he'll come back in a week, in a month, in a year. He'll come back and he'll come back to the Beis Medrash and learn the Shema. Maybe that's the cause of Ashlishi. Oh, that doesn't work because Talmud maybe they Maisa, but Maisa is not maybe they Talmud. That's not going to work. That isn't the solution. He knows that Talmud is maybe they Maisa and ain't Maisa maybe they Talmud. Again here. In Gimel Gimel, the Rambam doesn't spell out the other half, but he did earlier in Aleph Gimel. Shah Talmud kodem le maise in Aleph Gimel, ne shah Talmud velem de maise, vein ha maise mevili de Talmud. So that's not a cause of a shlishi. Oh, that's not a cause of a shlishi. So then what do we do halacha le maise? What do we do halacha le maise when someone sees, I'm not holding by learning the Shema, what do you tell him? You tell him, well, since Talmud is made of the Maisa, and there is no alternative to a person learning, there is no other derech, so that's why Chazal said, no, you can learn Shalom Lishma. Hagam, that on a certain level, it should have been Asa, and if a person could be Mezgabo on it, it would be Asa, but no, Ficha Chitiru, because Mitov Shalom Lishma, Baal Lishma. Why did the Rambam interject Tchilas Dino Shel Adam? It's not really a question, because once you have Hilchos Tshuva, lemaisa you see that the Rambam has a Lefichach, which isn't, you know, where you can block out the Lifnei Fanav. You have to go back to the Lifnei Fanav to understand it. It could be that the Rambam is saying that Maim Chazal, Tchilas Dino Shel Adam, ala Talmud, Achleka Chashar Maisa, is just the mirror image of Talmud Mevili Dei Maisa. And don't think that it will be a defense, oh, I didn't know, because no, that's not a defense, because, you know, in the first half, we already showed that you know, you didn't pay sufficient attention to Talmud. So it could be that this mimer, you know, itself is just the mirror image of Godel Talmud, Shetalmud Meidei Maisa, and that's reflected in what Chazal say, the Tchilas Dino Shel Adam, but the Lefichach is not, you know, you can't just compartmentalize the Tchilas Dino Shel Adam and forget what happened before. No, the Lefichach is only intelligible in light of Talmud Levi. Maybe that's the pshat. Okay. Okay, maybe we'll just begin a little bit in Halacha Vav. Mishna sol libo l'kayim mitzvah zo karo'oi. So here, I think the standard tfusim just continue v'lios muchta v'kisva shal Torah. And Frankel has, based on the manuscripts, karo'oi la, has the word la. What do you have in the computer? I think doesn't have the Frankel, right? So you don't have the word la, do you?
No.
Right. So in... So some so far didn't understand what the word law was doing there. And so he left it out. But the nice of the Rambam wrote it. So what taka is the sense of the word law? Again, when we read it without law, so we didn't notice that, you know, when we look at the standard tfusim, we didn't notice that anything was missing. What's the difference between Mishan Asalakai Mitzvazu Karo'oi? Lios muhta b'kisra shal Torah, or whether, as the Rambam actually wrote, Mishan asal libo l'kayim mitzvah zo karo'i la. What's the difference in meaning between the whether you have the word la or don't have the word la?
Subjective or objective?
What do you mean?
Karo'i la is referring to the etzva. There's only one way to...
Good, excellent. And if you don't have the word la?
It's on the person.
Right, but I'm not sure that's subjective. But you're definitely highlighting the right thing. If it just says Mishan asal libo l'kayim mitzvah zo karo'i. One could say, look, again, what the Rambam's going to continue to describe, that lo yasir daitu dvarim acherim and kachu daitu shal Torah v'chulu. So one could have said, you know, we don't necessarily understand, we can't necessarily explain why these demands are made, but lemaisa, that's the lechatchila way that a person is mekayim the mitzvah. And what the Rambam is saying is that the lechatchila way of being mekayim the mitzvah is something which we understand and see how that emanates from the chefetz shel mitzvah. It's not sort of exeris hakosuv in the asiyas hagavra, but you have Torah, which is Devar Hashem. You have Torah, which is the vehicle to kirbas elokim. So what that cheftza of Talmud Torah, of mitzvah Talmud Torah, what that warrants mitzad atzma. Again, on the highest level, is this devotion and this level, this degree of devotion and dedication. And it could be, you know, a little bit of a stream of consciousness here, but it could be as follows. You know, the Chafetz Chaim, in totally different context, in his Sefer Avos Chesed, based on the pasuk of Mar Hashem Lokecha Doresh Ve'Machtim Asos Mishpat Va'Avos Chesed Va'Tznei Lechasem Lokecha. Was that pasuk in Mikra, right? So Kim Asos Mishpat Va'Avas Chesed So it's asos mishpat. You don't have to love mishpat. Right? The Kadosh Baruch Hu's dorish that you should do mishpat. You don't have to love it. You don't have to love it. But when it comes to chesed, no, you have to love it. But why not asos mishpat v'chesed? Or, I don't know, we're supposed to love, so love the mishpat also. But no, it's asos mishpat v'avos chesed. The Chafetz Chaim says as follows. He says, a person can fully comply. A person can satisfy the demands of Dvar Hashem in the area of mishpat, even without loving mishpat. You don't have to love it, just do it. And you can, that's realistic. The demands of chesed are such that unless a person loves it, he's not going to be able to do it. Most of them are dover doma. What parents should and need to do for their children, they can't do if they don't have the love. The self-sacrifice, the degree of devotion and dedication that parents have to have for children, you can't just do out of a sense of obligation. The child is waking up for the fourth time in the middle of the night. A person cannot and will not do that just out of a sense of obligation. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka gives us that instinct. I mean, some people suppress the instinct. But that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us that instinct of this, you know, virtually unlimited love that parents have for children, because without it, you can't do what's needed for the child. So the Chafetz Chaim says that the same is true for chesed. And that's why the Navi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dorish avas chesed. He wants us to do chesed, but the Maaseh, you can't do chesed to the degree, on the level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dorish, if there's not ahava. So you find, right, in Rosh Chodesh benching, so we ask for avas Torah v'yoshamayim. We ask for avas Torah. We ask for Avos Torah inspired by David HaMelech, right? Moa hafti sora sacha. David HaMelech, doesn't just say, you know, kama asakti b'Torah. Maybe that wouldn't fit the same number of syllables. It probably would have. No, one extra syllable. It wouldn't have fit the tune. Maybe. But more likely, David HaMelech has something else in mind here. Moa hafti sora sacha means the only way I can perpetuate the kol hayom yisichasi is because moa hafti sora sacha. And the Chofetz Chaim's word that he said in the context of Avos Chesed, yitachen, that one should transpose that again, why in our tefillah, which is inspired by David HaMelech, why we speak of the need, again, not just for Talmud Torah, not just for Hisaskus Torah, but for Avas HaTorah. And that's, again, the Avos HaTorah and the Rambam's Kavroi are two sides of a coin. They're two sides of a coin. It can't just be out of a sense of obligation of l'kayim mitzvah zo kavroi. This is what's demanded of me. It's not going to work. This is what's demanded of me of a parent, that if need be to get up at 11, at 1, at 2, at 3, at 4, and 5, it can't be. A person's not going to do it. But if there's Ava, the person will do it. Okay, we'll stop here.